Advent candles. Leo, will you help me? Poof. See how easy that is. Breathe, everybody. You'll notice the white candle in the middle. The Christ candle. And the Christ in me is awake now. Think about that. The Christ in me, the whole mind of God is awake in me now. Take a breath. If you'll say that with me, the whole Christ in me, the whole mind of God is awake in me now. And so you see, we've already lit our candle of hope and our candle of peace. And now our candle of love, our pink candle. Beautiful love. Love, love, love. The pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. Charles Fillmore wrote that. The pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. And so the whole human family, whether we like each other or not, we are bound together by pure love. Not nice love, not kind love, but pure love. The pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. That is love in our Advent time. I'm going to say it a couple of more times, and then we're going to go into the silence. The love, the pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. I invite you to invite all beings into your consciousness. In spite of behaviors, in spite of thoughts, in spite of resentments, in spite of confusion, I invite you to invite everybody into your willingness to know the pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. And it's called love. Let's go on in. Love, the pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. In love, we are not alone, but we are together. So we call upon spirit to cleanse our vision that we may see beyond personality in ourselves and in others, that we may see through all the way so that we may see each being as a God being. And so in this awakening, in this willingness, we bring our focus back here to this sanctuary, this place called unity. As we come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may move on and listen to this song. Adrian.
I don't care if the house is packed or the strings of light are broken. I don't care if the gifts are wrapped or there's nothing here to open. Love is not a toy and no paper will conceal it. Love is simply joy that I'm home. I don't care if the carpet stains. Table. I don't care if it's gonna rain on in the room. It's warm and stable. Love is who we are, and no season can contain it. Love would never fall for that. We sing ooh. You'll mess it up when perfection keeps you haunted. All we need is your best, my love. It's all anyone ever wanted. Love is how we do. Let no judgment overrule it. Love, I look to you and I see.
Thank you, Adrian. That was beautiful. I like that stuff. It's Christmas. It's Christmas time. It's time of the Christ awakening in us. And that's what Advent is, the coming forth of the Christ awakening in us. And it's like, how many Advents have I lived through that, how is the Christ not fully awakened in me yet? And, you know, every year it's like, oh, it's coming forth. It's coming forth. But I want to make sure we're clear on this, that it's not about it's coming forth in the future. And there's a lot of the Christmas holidays, all the holidays, it's as if, oh, when we get here, then the Christ will be awake. And when we get here, it'll be. And when we get here, and it depends if you're waiting for Jesus to come back, that's still in the future. It's not now. You know, whatever church you go to, there's different rituals and different beliefs. But it seems like it's always about the future. And here's the thing about love. It's now. I am loved. Now, I am loved now with an everlasting love. And this is why I like using Advent in Unity. I didn't grow up in a church that celebrated Advent. We just had the Sundays before Christmas. It was Christmas season. And all year long was, well, traditional Christian churches, it's all about Jesus. Often misunderstood Jesus. It's about, again, Jesus in the future. What he taught in the past, and what he's going to do in the future. But I can use Jesus now, the Jesus Christ teachings, or the Jesus teachings, and as he evolved into the Christ consciousness, as I keep doing. I'd like to believe I am continuously evolving into the Christ consciousness. There, and then it applies, well, when I get there, there is no there. Love is in me. Christ is in me. Christ means is the anointed one. It's an awakened one. And I want to remind everybody that, you know, the Christ awakened in me, what that means is I remember God. I remember life. I remember health. I remember well-being. I remember intelligence. I remember, whatchamacallit, presence. I remember power. I remember what God is, and I remember that what God is in and as me. Now, I'm not always the best behaved. Anybody raise your hand up or show of hands. Anybody who's always perfectly behaved, perfectly meaning there's never conflict within your thinking, within your behaviors, within your words. And so to pay attention to that and realize, it's an awakening, but I can awaken right now to what I am. And I can awaken right now to what you are, no matter what your behavior is. The love within Advent, the coming forth, is right now. It's not for later. It's right now, that coming forth. There is no there to get to. It's here that I am. And that's the love that is, to realize, oh my goodness, I am loved no matter what. I'm not looking up to heaven. I'm just looking up in my mind. It's here within me. All the good is right here, whether I know it or not. And all the good is right there in you, whether you know it or not. And what's important to me is that I look in the mirror, which is you, really, and I see it. It's that I'm willing to look right in the mirror and see this good that I am, and look in the mirror and see your good reflecting back to me, and allow my good to reflect back to you. So that way, we don't have to doubt. We don't have to get on the bus and doubt. We don't have to get in our car and doubt. We don't have to walk down the street and doubt. What's important is that we wake up in the morning and we wake up with some form of gratitude. I like saying thank you, God, when I wake up in the morning, and I don't get specific. Just thank you, God. Here I am. And I expect great good today to be revealed to me. I expect it throughout the day with each thought, with each action, with each demonstration. And when I look in the mirror, God. And so with that is the love of God, is that I stay willing to remember what I am, who I am, who you are, who we are. And I'm about to dig deeper and do some more spiritual work, because I've got some resentments in me, and I've got some unforgiveness, let's say, unresolved things. And I want to dig deeper with my mentor, and I have an appointment with him this week, to dig deeper so that I don't have to have a story of having been betrayed anymore. And I don't have to have a story about anything. It's funny, yesterday I'll say restitution, but it was emotional restitution. I hadn't stolen from this person. I had negated something. I was with a group of people, and someone was talking about how angry she still is with her mother, her father. And I remember when I was early on in my healing, about a year into my healing, I heard someone say, "I'm tired of waiting around for my parents to give me a good childhood." And I thought, oh, that's it. I've been waiting around for what we call a good childhood. I've been waiting for my parents to undo, not lately, but back then. I was waiting around for my parents to undo any and all hurts that they had inflicted. And that wasn't going to happen. I had to transform so that I could be fine now. I didn't have to be fine then. Here, I was here now. And so... I fixed the then, actually, in the realization that, oh, wait a minute, I'm pretty good now. I'm trusting and trustworthy. I'm confident. I'm secure. I feel loved all the time. I have joy right here in my gut. And so I let my parents go. I didn't need my childhood to have been different, which is, to me, I've explained this before, that's forgiveness. When I don't need the past to be different. And I explained this to this woman after the group and everything. And then I thought about my relationship with David. David and I, when we got together, it was a rocky start. And it was a rocky first 10 years, really. And we're together 20 years now. How about that? We stuck around. We waited around for the miracle. And the miracle may have happened yesterday. I was mad at him for a long time for how difficult it was and how unsure he was about us. And I was mad because I wanted him to make that beginning not have happened that way. I wanted him to have been different. I woke up to that, yeah, you know, in my car yesterday. I was driving to the church here, and I realized, oh, that's my problem, him in my life. And I punished David for it. So I called him and I told him, I said, look, this is what I see. This is what happened this morning. And I said, I apologize for that. I wish it could have been different. It wasn't. I wish you could have been different. I wish I could have been different, but I couldn't be. But we're not going to call it bad anymore. I'm sorry that I punished you. I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings over all that, over trying to make you have been different. He was where he was. You know, he wasn't abusive. He just was where he was. And it wasn't where I wanted him to be back then. And do we have that, anybody, anywhere in your life where you, oh gosh, I wish they had been different, and then I wouldn't have to feel this way now. And now I'm learning, I don't have to feel this way now. I can feel this way now, right here now. And that's the love we're talking about, the love of God, the love that is. I, right here, right now, I can shift it. I don't need David to shift it. I don't need my mother to shift it. I don't need my father to shift it, my stepfather, you know, I don't need my teachers in school to have been different. I don't need anybody to have been different. What I do know is as I shift, everybody shifts with me. You know, I remember once my brother said to me, my mother was still alive at the time, and he said to me, I was home for Christmas, you keep saying she's changed and I don't see it. And I said, Mark, you know, you're right, she hasn't changed, but I have. So she's different to me. And he heard that. He said, And so as I change, as I seek to know the Christ awakened in me, the power of God awakened in me, the superconscious mind awakened in me, life awakened in me, love awakened in me, I don't need the past to be different because right now is very good. And that's where I have all my good, right here and right now. And it took all that past to get me here. And so here, fantastic. I'm going to read something before we go. And I have it right here on my shelf. And I've read it before, certainly. The Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. And this comes from the book of Romans, chapter 4. And it says, oh, holy child of God, there is one thing you must know. You are loved. You are deeply and truly eternally treasured and loved. This love that is extended you from God and through God is not extended you for what you do. Therefore, this love cannot be stopped for what you do not do. God's love extended to you is eternal. Because God's love extended through you is extended for what you are. And do you understand? We don't create what we are. We just come to realize what we are. What we are is inherent. It's natural. We can hide it, put that bushel over our head, but what we are. And that's how the love of God is extended to and through us. This love cannot be stopped. It is extended for what you are. There are no criteria on which this love is dependent. I don't have to earn the love of God. I am the love of God. You are, and so you are loved, and this love is eternal. Existence is love, and love is existence. You are loved because God created you existence. In creating you, God extended itself. In extending God's truth, that which is enrichment was enriched further. So, in your existence, God itself is enriched. This is why you are God's joy. You are God's own enrichment. And that which enriches God must be enrichment itself. I like that. I've never really used the word enrichment as part of my spirituality. So, to think about that, you are loved. I am loved. Because I can't not be. I was taught early on in some of my classes, God can't love us because God can't not love us. I am loved. So Let's quit beating ourselves up for any of us who do that. And let us start to move forward using this holiday season, this Advent season, to awaken right here and right now to the realization, I am loved. Would you say that with me? I am loved. Let's say it again. I am loved. And one more time. I am loved. Happy holidays, everybody.
It's holiday time, the most special of seasons. So come gather round to remember the reason. It's not all the gifts, the food or decorations, but the spirit of love that marks this celebration. Observing this season, and each of us share something we all believe in. What makes this one night outshine all of the others is sharing our joy with our sisters and our brothers. So come sing with me.